Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Gearhart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Iatt. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hooks Iatt. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Rigney moves to second. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Emil Kusch now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Kerr scores. Gearhart moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Marshall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gearhart scores. Mize moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mize scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Lowry moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hooks Iatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry juggles the ball. That's an error on Lowry. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rigney moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro strikes out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorke takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Hooks Ayotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayotte is 0-for-1 in the game. Ayotte takes first base on ball 4. Cooper scores. Gordon moves to third. Lorke moves to second. It's 5-0, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Gordon scores. Lorke moves to third. Ayotte moves to second. It's 6-0, Giants. Russ Meyers now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Meyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyers strikes out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall, who is chasing the ball. Lowry reaches third base with a triple. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lorke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hooks Ayotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayotte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ayotte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Ayotte covering, for the out. One out. Russ Meers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gearhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mize moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mize scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 9-0, Giants. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lorke hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hooks Ayotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayotte is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ayotte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro strikes out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gearhart strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mears fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears strikes out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lorke strikes out. One out. Hooks Ayotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayotte is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ayotte hits a pop-up towards the mound. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Rigney moves to second. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rigney moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.